Realtor Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mount Holmes boys trailing Salem Springs 26-10. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. Dell, well, tell you what, tough way to start conference play. It was the craziest minute and a half I've probably ever seen in my life there in that 40-36 loss to Salem Springs.
Yeah, it's tough when you come up on the losing end, but I'm proud of how hard we played. And when you look at the struggles that we had just a week ago, exactly a week ago with our Thursday and Friday game of the tournament, we got a lot better, and our kids played a lot better. We had a little stretch tonight. I give Coach Rippey and Siloam Springs players a lot of credit. You know, that matchup confused our kids, and they finally figured out what we needed to do and got comfortable with it. And, you know, a matchup is a defense that you just don't see very much, and you just really have to get great spacing. Your guards have to attack. And we were doing a good job of attacking and scoring at times. We also were attacking and getting a little too deep, turning it over. But that's something we can learn from for sure next time we play them, or anybody else that plays a matchup. But we're going to see a lot of zone and a lot of matchup in our league. There's not a whole lot of man-to-man teams. We're actually, I would say, probably the only team that plays man outside of Greenbrier. But our kids played their hearts out, and they got better. And, you know, I give Coach Rippey and his kids a lot of credit, and they did a lot of good things, but it was a good basketball game. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I told our kids, right now, where we're at, we're 0-0 before this game, and we're concentrating on trying to get better. And, you know, if you get better every day here on out, then the end will take care of itself.
Yeah, good things will happen.
Because, as you know, Siloam is picked in the top three in our league, and they've had a really good non-conference record, and they've played some good teams. So I'm real proud of our kids, and definitely the objective is to win, but the purpose tonight was to get better in a lot of different areas, and we did.
I thought one of the big things was after Salem Springs went on that run of 17 straight, you guys didn't give up. I mean, Parker Husky, I mean, how big was she there toward the end of that game?
I wish she would get that aggressive the whole game. You know, the kid spends hours in the gym, and she – you know, she got real aggressive there at the end, and her teammates would, you know, they don't have a problem with her doing that. And she's a really great player. She's got a high basketball IQ, and she understands the game. And I think when you're a sophomore, sometimes you can be a little timid, but every one of the girls tell her all the time, you know, shoot it, you know, and she did. She pulled us back there at the end, and we had a chance, and thought all of our kids, you know, did some great things tonight, and we'll go into Sunday and we'll watch film and on that one, probably more so when we play them again. But you know, we've got a really good Valonia team coming in here Tuesday night, and
yep,
I like our kids and where their mindset is right now, and I thought they gave us great effort. We had some breakdowns, but it's stuff that we can definitely learn from. And I mean, I can't imagine anybody being disappointed in the effort and what they saw tonight with our team.
Let's talk about that Valonia team real quickly that's coming in Tuesday.
Well, you know, they lost a lot last year, and they had a team that a lot of people thought should have won the state last year, but you know how that goes.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It's so hard to do that. But their coach, Jeremy Simon, he was coaching the boys and the girls last year, and now he's solely concentrating on the girls, and I think it shows. And they've got some kids that are returning that have stepped up big time, some tough matchups for sure, but they've got some young ones. They brought up some ninth graders, and their ninth graders are playing well, and they're tough. I mean, they're well coached, and they're very tough, and they shoot the ball, very talented, and you know, it'll be another tough game in the 5A West for sure.
Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you. I got to tell everybody, we had some junior high games last night that were postponed because of the weather, and we're going to play those tomorrow at Mountain Home Junior High starting at 2:00, and we'll start with JV Junior High girls, and then there'll be an eighth grade boys game, and then we'll go, so at 2:00 is junior high JV girls, and then at 3:00 is eighth grade boys. At 4:00, our varsity girls have a huge game, huge conference game against Green Cane Tech, and then our freshman boys do as well following that. So for all of our basketball fans, if you haven't got to see our junior boys or our junior girls play yet this year, two great teams, very, very fun teams to watch. Both of them are having great years. And, you know, my wife, Lindsay Leonard, coaches the junior high, doing a great job, and Cody Wilmatt's doing a great job with the junior boys. And it'd be for junior high basketball games, it'll be high-level games.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dell.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mount Tom girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. Let's take a look at some of our numbers right now. First off, Mount Tom being led right now by Luke Proctor with 5 points, three for Kai Bickford and two for Braden Dewing. As for Salem Springs, their leading scorer right now is Josh Stewart with 12 points. Also, seven on the night for Carter Weinsberg, and three so far. Four for Nate Vachon, and the three for Dalton Newman. So far, no ties, no lead changes. Rebounds, Salem Springs with 12, Mountain Home with 3. Turnover, Salem Springs with 3, and Mountain Home with 7. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 26-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling.